One time, I was piloting on a what we call a harbor towboat. You'll see them here, the White Angel and the, I forget the name of the other one. Anyway, they only got about 800 horsepower in them. And the river was up close to flood stage. In other words, where we're sitting here had about 4 feet of water on it. Up at the lock, the current doesn't flow into the lock. The current comes down towards the lock and then it flows across over through the dam. Now, you don't have any power up on the top in the front of your tow, and if you've got five barges out there, 200 feet each one of them, that means that's 1,000 feet out there, and it starts to swing away, and if you're not careful, it'll put you over on the dam, and then you got a problem. Well, I got a phone call and asked if I'd take this little harbor boat and go up to the lock to help him push him over against that and get it into the lock chamber. And it was about, like, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. We got up there, and I was in the lock waiting for him, and the pilot called, and he says, "Where are you at?" I says, "Well, we're sitting here in the lock waiting for you to come on down. I'll help you." He says, "Well, we just ran aground up here in Betsy's Slough, and I had 5 barges break out of tow. I've caught 4 of them, but one is coming on down around the bend there, and it'll be coming down towards the dam. Do you think you can go and catch it?" So lockman opened up the gates, and we went out and started working the searchlight around, and I found that there was coming down on the Wisconsin shore, heading right for the dam. But it wasn't coming straight down. It was coming down sideways. Well, there's no way in the world I was going to stop that barge pushing against it on the side with a wall 9 feet deep, 200 feet long in that current. So I went up there and gave it a little bump and got it swinging. And when we got it swung around, then I got a hold of it. And, oh, I guess we were 100 feet from the dam or something like that, and got it back up there. And we got it back in tow and rearranged things and got the tow off the ground and so forth. And about 4 o'clock the next afternoon, I got back home. That was an exciting one. I have to admit that, because we were really worried that that one was going to go into the lock.